there's a very fine line between finished and when you've done too much.
Yeah.
And you crossed over that line just then.
Big time. Big time. Yeah.
Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes recapping life. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce.
We're back, everybody. It's been
a while. What's up?
Sorry for being gone there for a little bit, but we're back. It's the podcast for Talk Sauce.
By Talk Sauce. Isn't that annoying about holidays that it gets in the way of podcasting?
I know. I just want to stop talking to my family and podcast all the time.
I would talk to my family more if we communicated through podcast.
You know what we should do? Instead of like the 12 days of Christmas with our family, we should do the 12 days of sauce.
And the 12 days of sauce on the first day of Saucemas, my co-host gave to me.
Imagine that. We just do 12 days of podcasting in a row.
We get to episode 50 by Christmas.
It would get insane. It was because I feel like we're pretty much just talking about what we did for the past week. You know, two dudes recapping life. So if we're doing it daily, there's not that much to talk about, especially if you're just podcasting all the time.
Yeah, we'd run out of stuff to talk about. It'd be a lot of, do you remember that one time?
Yeah. Or,
and then we tell a story, be like, oh man, we talked about that already.
Dude, what I was thinking we could do.
Yeah.
You know those episodes that all shows or sitcoms will do, or shows whenever they don't have enough content to make the final episode of their season, so they'll make an episode of like flashbacks of
the highlight reel
one time, and then they'll do imagine we did that with Talk Sauce. That would be sick.
You know how hard that would be through episodes
of, like, I was thinking about it, but then I was like, dang, that would be way too labor intensive.
What are some moments that would be worthy, you think? I definitely think some of the stuff from the archives would play well.
That, you know what would be cool is if we dug through the archives and we took just snippets from the archives and then
from
made
the lost sauce. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be kind of cool.
That would be kind of dope.
Except the audio quality would vary so much.
So to catch some people up here, I'm sure most people know this at this point. Jack and I, before we shared any podcasting with anybody, whether it be the original five or six people in the group chat or Spotify in general, Jack and I did, how many did we do, you think?
Three or four, maybe, but they were all like 2 hours.
Yeah, we did like three or four rambly ass podcasts. Neither of us had mics or anything, so they'd sound horrible. It would honestly, I bet if we went back and listened to one of those episodes, we'd feel pretty good about where we're at now. Podcast.
Yeah, we would have to. I mean, we started literally at the bottom of everything.
We just would record on my work Zoom.
Yeah, and it was kind of funny because we would talk about what we wanted to talk about. And it was all just us planning the podcast for the most part.
Oh, yeah.
We had no idea what we wanted to do because it was originally just going to be a joke on our friends, like.
And then we just had fun doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. But remember, we agreed at the beginning, we were like, we have to do at least 15 episodes to decide if we're going to keep doing this. And this is episode 37, baby.
We're keeping doing it, dude.
50 is right around the corner, man. We're going to have a.
That's wild. We got to do a party episode.
Yeah. Let's have a giveaway, dude. I want to just sauce.
No, episode 50 is the Buffalo recap.
Oh, dang, buffalo sauce. We're calling
buff
it that.
Sauce, yeah,
buffalo yeah, buffalo sauce.
Yeah, dude, I go ahead.
Sorry, I was gonna say before we get into anything, I you sent me a text a little while ago. It was actually like 15 minutes ago that disturbed me.
Oh, yeah, no, I was
actually okay. God, so I'm. I told Bo right before we were getting on the podcast, I was like, okay, I'm going to poop and shower. And Bo was like, shower then poop. I've made that mistake and I'll never do it again. And I was like, does he actually do that?
My exact wording was shower then poop. Trust me, bro. I've done it before. Worst mistake of my life. I was like quoting the meme. You know the meme where it says worst about Ligma and stuff? You know those memes where it's like, don't ask what Ligma is. Worst mistake of my life. It's like Peter Griffin like sprinting away.
Yeah.
I thought I was hoping that you would pick up on that. No, but that would be the sign of a sociopath. Oh, you know, someone sure. who showers then poops. I mean, sometimes you poop after you shower. Such is life. Nature calls from time to time.
Yeah, but you don't plan
intentional.
Imagine getting in the shower knowing you have to poop, and the toilet's like right there staring at you the whole time.
You're like, I can't wait to get out of the shower so I can yeah, shit.
Take a wet dump.
Sometimes it does sneak up on you. Like, I've gotten out of the shower and immediately have had to go number two. And let me tell you, it feels weird.
Yeah, but that's like manslaughter versus premeditated murder.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Accidental discharge.
Yeah, like it's definitely bad, but it's not like you planned it.
Do you think in the court of law, if someone was on trial for pooping after they shower on purpose, do you think that the lawyer could say this is a crime of passion?
I don't know. maybe. Yeah, I mean, you could, but I feel like there would need to be a little bit more of a description after that, you know?
Yeah, I would definitely say it's a crime. Is it passionate? I mean, you'd have to meet the person who
it depends like who you that. Ask.
For me, I mean, for me, poop's one of the all-time pastimes, you know? Big fan. But
yeah, bow time.
Yeah, bow time. Get some bow time. In my apartment, we call our bathroom my palace.
The porcelain throne.
We call it the palace. It's like my roommate Hunter will be about to hop in the shower. He's like, hey, man, I'm going to take a shower. You need to hit the palace real quick. No, I'm good. But that room is special.
I like that because he actually incorporates you into the pre-shower poop routine.
Yeah, Caitlin like will do it too. They both will ask so far, if I need to
they
go.
They go so far as to have you poop before their shower.
Yeah, because they're know? So disturbed by the idea.
The like, idea of pooping after the shower. Even if it wasn't your shower, like going in like to a steamy bathroom. And
oh, it sucks. Yeah.
It does not sound ideal.
No, it's always appreciated when a roommate asks me if I need to go to the bathroom before they take a shower. Because, I mean, small bladder gang for life, you know. Yeah, your boys got to go a lot. You know what I'm saying? That's number one, not number two. I go number two relatively normal now. What I like to do when I go poop, and what I do this thing, I don't do it every time. I do it a lot of times, though. I'll take a selfie of myself.
Oh, yeah. Pooping, I get, dude.
And I send it to people on Snapchat, and no, Trey Loft, and shout out to Trey Loft, and he'll respond sometimes.
Dude, but like, you know what? I get on Snapchat once in a blue moon, like literally once every 2 months.
Yeah,
and every time I get on, I have a bunch of pictures of you taking dumps.
I'm on Snapchat either to send people selfies of me pooping or to edit stuff for Talk Sauce. Those are the only times I use
Snapchat. That's actually when I've used it before, too, is to like make memes and shit.
If you guys want to get in the meme, or gals, if you guys or gals want to get in the meme making business, Snapchat's where it's at. Snapchat is really easy editing features.
Also, if you guys want to make some solid Talk Sauce related memes, we'll totally put them on our Instagram.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, make memes, send them to us, and we'll post. That's a great
free
idea.
Content. We'll it's slave labor.
we'll do meme Mondays.
Oh yeah, if we get enough submissions, that would be fun. I would be super down for that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the origins of this podcast was us like rating our favorite memes of the week. So I think that'd be a nice little homage.
That was a fun segment. Maybe
meme of the week. Yeah. One time we had the group chat. So we did a segment called meme of the week where whoever sent the best meme in the group chat, we would send them something on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Something saucy though.
Yeah. Didn't we send Alex Kennedy just a big
like
thing
a,
of sweet baby
like
rays.
A gallon of like buffalo sauce or something.
I think
like that.
It was sweet baby rays. I could be wrong.
It was Alex. If you remember what kind of sauce it was, I hope he used it. What if he didn't use it? That'd be messed up.
Can you let us know the status? Didn't we have to ask? Because he was in LA staying with someone else, right? So we had to figure out. It wasn't his address.
I think that
right?
was when Alex had COVID. He was like quarantining in someone's house that wasn't his with COVID.
Just a gallon of barbecue sauce.
And let me tell you, he couldn't taste any of it. because COVID.
He drank the whole thing. He's like, why'd you guys send me water?
It's like, bro, COVID doesn't make you not be able to see color. Yeah. Why'd you guys send me water? That's messed up. That's messed up, dude. This is the first time we've talked like properly in a couple weeks.
I know. It's crazy. We usually talk because we do the podcast once a week, but we're usually talking like a couple times a week in between just to shoot the shit or talk about what we want to do with the podcast.
It's so, like 60-40 talk about podcast, shoot the shit.
Yeah. You know, it was kind of nice. You're kind of getting on my nerves there.
Your boy needed a break.
Yeah, dude. Could you imagine talking to this son of a bitch more
for
than
an
once
hour
a week?
A week?
Oh my God.
Starting a podcast with Bo was the worst mistake of my
life. I'm going to be in a support group with people who started podcasts with their annoying friends.
And half of them have podcasts with me.
Yeah.
Tell these people, it's like, you have a podcast with Bo? Yeah.
You're the missing link.
It's like that episode of SpongeBob where the whole town of Bikini Bottom leaves Bikini Bottom without telling SpongeBob to get a break from him for a day. And he has no idea what happened. He thinks a butterfly or something. I think it's a butterfly. Is a monster and like killed everybody.
Oh yeah, I remember that episode.
Because he had the caterpillar friend that he was babysitting for Sandy, and then it turned into a butterfly. So he thinks butterflies are monsters.
Dude, that show is full of bangers.
I was talking about this with someone the other day. I feel like with people like late, is it Gen Z the one after millennials?
Yeah, I think 96 is when Gen Z starts.
So like early Gen Z, late millennial, as far as child entertainment goes, SpongeBob is still quoted. So I bring up SpongeBob all the time.
Yeah. Oh, dude, absolutely.
I'll quote it, I'll reference it. People our age, I think it's probably still one of the most like quoted things.
Yeah, the number 24 lives in infamy forever.
You know it's funnier than 24?
Don't even get me started, bro.
Don't even get me started. That's the name of the episode. Don't even get me started.
Man, I love one of my favorite things that I was thinking about the other day is whenever you remember when Squidward's teaching that art class and SpongeBob goes to the art class.
And he's so talented.
Yeah, SpongeBob or Squidward's like, you have to draw a circle. And then it's like all messed up, you know, like it, and then SpongeBob draws the perfect circle. But then the best part is when he gets the thing of marble and he just like dink taps it one time and it just turns into like a perfect statue.
It's so good. And it's like a completely different animation style.
Yeah.
The show. That show is so good. I was thinking about the one the other day where he's writing the essay for boating school things not
oh yeah, yeah.
So wait, good.
Is that the same one? Yeah, because at the beginning when he's basically procrastinating and he doesn't know what to write about, and at the beginning there's this like, he's like, I know what to do, and there's this huge montage of him like drawing and stuff, and then it's just got that really ornate
the
you remember that? Yeah.
I watched that on YouTube not too long ago.
Really?
So the first three seasons of SpongeBob are all on Amazon Prime, and I will periodically go watch a couple episodes. They're all free and they're all super good. Like if you're like hungover on a Sunday, it's a very good like hangover show.
It holds up. Every once in a while when I'm so home, good. My brothers will be watching it and I'm like, dang, the show is good. But some
it's
of the new ones
hilarious.
Just I've seen some of the newer episodes and they're actually bad. Like,
well, all the
bad.
Like all the original writers and stuff like don't work on the show anymore.
Well, because didn't the creator leave and then years later come back? Am I misremembering that?
I'm not sure. I think he died not too long
I know
ago.
Yeah, but before that
I don't know. He might have left, but I don't think he came back. I think he left to just pursue other things. I don't think he left on bad terms or anything. But like a lot of the writers and stuff like went on to do like Adventure Time and shit like that. So it's like no one like works for that show anymore who was making it when we were kids.
Yeah. When did that show start? Was it in the 90s?
It might have been 90s. I think it was like 98, 99. Because I was old enough to remember SpongeBob, like, coming out.
1999.
I remember getting so amped for episodes of SpongeBob too. Like, do you remember that time travel one where they were like doing
everything's chromed out?
Yeah, like, and then they go like to prehistoric times as like caveman SpongeBob.
Oh, Patrick. Yeah.
When that episode,
Fat Gar.
Oh, so good. When that episode was about to come out, they were like hyping it up on Nickelodeon, and I was so jazzed. I was so ready for that episode.
Dude, I still reference that to this day. When I think of the future, I think of everything just being chromed out.
Future. It's so good. So how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good, man. So I went up to... we did a podcast while I was there. I forgot. I was thinking
The last episode we did was at Jack's.
Yeah. So I went up there for the Cowboys game, and I was originally going to go and then drive back because the Cowboys game was like the weekend before, or there was one weekend in between the Cowboys game weekend and the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I was originally going to go up, then drive back. But then on the first drive to 30, like up 35 to Dallas, I was just like, there's no way I'm doing this again. So I ended up staying. Cool. Yeah, it was cool because my parents, I've told you, they're redoing their house because they got damaged during the ice storm. But so they were in apartments, but it was kind of cool because they got two apartments. One has my mom, my dad, my two little brothers, and then the two smallest ones. And then the older brothers were in an apartment by themselves. So I just went and stayed in there, and they were gone throughout the day. So it was really easy to work from there. And then
how close are the apartments to each other?
They're in the same building, like super.
Oh, close. So they're like close by. Okay, I see.
Yeah, which was cool because like I could still see my family really easily, but it wasn't like, because sometimes when I go home, it's just overwhelming because there's so many people there, and now I'm just so used to living by myself, you know?
Yeah,
so it was nice, but I don't know, dude. It's always fun going back and just hanging out with my brothers because we're like always doing something. Like I hadn't played tennis since I was 10, probably. And we played tennis like every day while I was there.
Are you good?
No, I'm not very good. But I was getting like better. I mean, my brother and I were like pretty even. So we played tennis a lot. We played
tennis
a lot of Halo.
Tennis is really fun.
We played a lot of Halo, which was awesome. Oh, yeah, dude.
Xbox 360?
Xbox One, I think. Is there a new
Halo?
So what they have is it's called the Master Chief Collection, and it's like Halo 1 through 4, I think.
Oh, maybe, word.
Maybe
okay.
In 5, all in one game. And then they had two Xboxes, so we put them like, at one point we had them both together, and we were all playing the campaign together, like four of us.
That's so awesome.
The dude was sick. And then we were playing, there was this mode in Halo that we were playing that for some reason we just couldn't stop playing, and it was called NASCAR Pro. And whoa. It was basically like, everyone's in Warthogs except for one guy at the top. And then there's this big ramp, and there's a one guy at the bottom of the ramp who has a gravity hammer and he's trying to kill everyone who's going down in the Warthogs. But every time you get down, you speed up to the point where you're just like, you go faster and faster to where it's like completely unmanageable, the speed you're going. And then as he kills people, they like join his team.
That sounds really fun.
Oh dude, it was fun, man. I like playing games. We did the turkey trot too, which was sick.
Yeah, what was your 5K time?
Dude, I walked like the whole thing.
You walked it? Screw it.
Yeah,
dude.
We pretty much always walk. Like sometimes I don't think I've ever run the whole thing because there's just so many people. It's super crowded. But it's kind of it's like a party in downtown Dallas. So, like pretty much
I
everyone
bet that's
walks
fun. I did a turkey trot with my family when my parents lived in Chicago one year.
Was it fun?
It was pretty fun, actually. I think I did 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's good time, dude, for 5K, I think.
Yeah, I think so. 10-minute mile pace for me. If I can maintain 10-minute miles at multiple miles, I'm proud of myself.
Yeah, that was me. When I was running a good amount, when I would run like 3 or whatever, however long a 5K is, like 3.1 or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
30 minutes was always like my goal. I was like, if I hit 30 minutes, I'm happy. And it's funny because my younger brothers are like runners in high school and college, and they would do it in like,
that'd be such a bad time for them.
Or, or something. I don't even know.
That's so ridiculous, dude.
Yeah.
I it's crazy to think like during COVID how much I ran. I was running like 4 miles.
Oh yeah, same. I was
so wild.
Because I was working remote and none of the gyms were open. Like my apartment gym was open, but I was literally going freaking crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Because I was just in my apartment by myself and I was like, I'm just gonna go run. And I would do it every day. I remember I was doing it in the middle of the summer and it was like hot as shit. And I would go out and run.
Dude, crazy. Yeah, summer in New York running with a mask on. It was horrible. It sucked so much.
Just the idea of that is disturbing.
The first time I ran without a mask, I was unstoppable, though.
I bet.
I was lightning Larry Luciano. That's a SpongeBob reference for you. The snail race. You remember the old?
Oh, yeah.
Lightning Larry Luciano. And it just was old ass snail crawling. It's so good. It's so good. Yeah, that's.
I don't know how you remember that.
Because I watch SpongeBob still sometimes.
Oh, okay.
The first three seasons are the ones that all the original writers and stuff are on. And again, it's on Amazon Prime. The first three seasons are super good. I'm going to get on my soapbox and I'm going to keep talking about SpongeBob.
This podcast is sponsored by SpongeBob and Amazon Prime.
Big kids cartoon sponsor. It's like, nah, it's just SpongeBob. You're right. My bad. Tried to take it one step further. Shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. It was fine where it was. You know, it's kind of like if I remember there was always a saying. It was when I was in like high school art classes and we were making abstract art, which I was always horrible at. But it was like there's a very fine line between finished and when you've done too much.
Yeah.
And crossed over that line just then.
Big time.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I consider podcasting and abstract art.
I would too, for sure.
It's just meandering conversation that creates something beautiful, you know? Like, I don't think we've done an episode of this podcast that doesn't belong in a museum of some sort. Yeah.
What if we did a visualization of it somehow?
And it's just like exploding colors and stuff.
It's like
and
a Picasso nothing to do.
Yeah, just really, who's that famous abstract painter or splatter paint and stuff?
What's his name?
It doesn't matter. Pollock.
Pollock, yeah.
Pollock.
I was thinking that, but I thought it was wrong for some reason.
No, Pollock, baby. I know art. I've been to art museum.
Pollock, baby. I'm from New York, baby.
We got to say we're from Brooklyn. I'm walking here. Such a good bit. Yeah, I know art and stuff, you know. I go like best museums in the world, best paintings in the world are in New York City. I've been to museums like once or twice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I went to a museum, an art museum with Beau, and he wore a beret the whole time.
I had a cigarette. I had a cigarette with a mouthpiece and I wouldn't light it.
He was trying to smoke it inside and everyone was like, stop.
Let me tell you, there's no better place to have a cigarette and an espresso than the statue room at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. Nothing hits like a cigarette, a cappuccino, and your notepad so you can draw the statues.
Yeah, I saw you put a cigarette out on the Mona Lisa and say it was redundant.
Mona Lisa's a Paris bitch.
I know.
But I'm never allowed in the Louvre.
Famous painting I think of. And I knew
never allowed in the Louvre again.
Yeah.
I remember when I went to Paris in college, the first day. So flew like a red eye to Paris. I get in Paris like morning. I'm exhausted. But I'm like, I have to stay awake. I have to get through the day. So I went to the Louvre and just walked around the Louvre trying not to sleep. So you know how when you go to Europe and stuff, you have to get like an international data plan?
Yeah.
Day one in Paris, I turn on Google Maps to figure out how to get to the Louvre. I'm just going to walk there. I use Google Maps. I'm not even at the Louvre yet. I get a text from AT&T that said I'd used 85% of my international data.
Oh my gosh.
On my walk
That's hilarious.
It was so wild.
What I used when I was in Greece, which was sick, my sister recommended it to me. It's called maps.me. Have you ever heard of it?
No, what's that?
So it's basically like Google Maps, but you can download like the map of an area and it's really detailed. So I would just download the map of like the cities that we were in, and then it's got all the streets and stuff, and the GPS still kind of works, so you can see where you are.
Oh, that's cool.
But you don't need data. So we're getting around with that pretty well.
I also think you can now like download on Google Maps. You can download a city or something and make it offline. You wouldn't be able to get subway times and stuff, but I think you can do that. I might be wrong.
Maybe.
But maps.me, if you're ever in Europe, Asia, anywhere that doesn't have AT&T, maps.me.
We're giving out a lot of free advertisements.
If we got commercials on the podcast, would the listeners consider us sellouts? Do you want us to seek out corporate sponsorships?
Dude, I'm selling out. I don't give a shit what they think.
Let's reach out to the most evil companies.
Yeah.
Like
Nestle.
Nestle. They're an evil company. The people who make
You've never heard about Nestle being evil?
No, what is it?
Because they're a giant. They're one of those. They're almost like a Procter & Gamble type company where own like a trillion brands. And there's just been a ton of reports of them like poisoning water and just stealing water from people.
Really?
And selling it, and like slave labor internationally and all kinds of crazy shit.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I had no idea. You know who I think would be a good one? Lockheed Martin.
That would be kind of cool. Dude, imagine they give us like a Boeing 747. Yeah. That's not even Lockheed Martin. I don't know what I'm talking about. Like an F, whatever.
That's
they
Boeing,
make,
yeah.
Yeah, Lockheed I don't
Martin
know. I
makes
said
like
the
military.
They make like fighter jets, right? Like
yeah, they make missiles and like military
Dude,
combat
what if they just
level.
Gave us a like, missile and we're like, this podcast is sponsored by Lockheed Martin. Just launch a missile, blow up like Laredo or something.
This war is brought to you by Talk Sauce. And the history in history classes, they'll learn about the Talk Sauce Wars. The Sauce Wars. It's like in world when we do World War One. It's who was it that was killed that began World War One? Was it Franz Ferdinand,
Austria.
Like the band? Yeah,
yeah.
So this guy killed Franz Ferdinand. That starts World War One. They're gonna be like, teacher, how did the Sauce Wars begin? It's a really interesting story. Take notes because this is gonna be on your test.
The theme song comes in. Bo and Jack are just a couple.
No, it's the screamo version for sure. Yeah, yeah. It's definitely the
sauce.
It's the screamo version of the
like,
theme
oh
song. And they're like so.
I'm
so my hat. It's a video. Yeah, it's just you and I. There's like a red hue to the footage that is being shown in class, makes look super evil. And it's like us laughing about wars. Like, what if we teamed up with Lockheed Martin and started a war? And then the kids are like, "Those are bad men." And the teacher's like, "They sure are." That's why.
They look
That's
to the right next, instead of the American flag, there's a flag of the Talk Sauce logo.
And every classroom wall has a photo of Joseph Stalin, Karl Marx, Jack Gardner, and Bobaloo.
Dude, the big four, as they called them.
The big four. The Red Scare, more like the Sauce Scare. Our podcasts are transcribed like the Communist Manifesto. We start a new form of government and political ideology. I like
That'd
this
be
plan.
Sweet. Yeah,
That'd
I
be
like
cool.
it too.
We just need Lockheed Martin. That's all we need.
Yeah. You ever read the Communist Manifesto?
No, but what's her name did, and she said it had some interesting ideas. The girl who used to be married to Elon Musk.
Oh, Grimes.
Grimes, yeah. Yeah. She
that
said it had interesting
ideas. I've ever seen, dude.
I threw up in my mouth when I read
it. Dude, she divorces a billionaire, and she's like, I'm all in now on communism. It's like, come on, dude.
I was so annoyed. Yeah. Have you read the Communist Manifesto?
Yeah, I read it in college. Like
for a class or for fun?
Well, so it's only like 80 pages. It's really short. And I guess
it's
I was
only
like,
80 pages?
Yeah, it's really short.
Whoa.
Yeah, you can, and I think it's free on Kindle. So I think I just downloaded it and read it. I was like, I don't know. I was very confused. It was like freshman year of college, and I had only heard like conservative thinking.
I was like, yeah, so you were like, manifesto. I need the exact opposite of this. So you went Communist Manifesto. That's hilarious. We should read the Communist Manifesto and like now and see how that changes our podcasting. Podcasts are the right of the proletariat. That's that's our big platform. They're like, anyone can access podcasts, not in the way we think they should.
Yeah. I feel like we would just have to broadcast our podcast like into the ether, because it couldn't be on a subscription service. We'd just have to give them to everyone, right?
It'd be equal opportunity advertising. It'd be advertisements for things like toilet paper. Line up on Tuesday to get your week's supply. It'd be like all the stuff that, you know what I mean? Like,
this actually plays well into like our war idea. Because we just have a communist utopia, but we could also do it kind of how communism has generally been executed, where supreme overlords, you know, like we're like, oh yeah, everybody's equal, and then we're just driving Bugattis around, just like hanging out with models.
But we're
and
pretty
shit.
Open about the fact that everybody's equal except us. And people respect that. They're like,
yeah, we should get rid of all forms of entertainment except for the podcast,
except for Talk Sauce, sauce sanctioned media. So it's just Talk Sauce like. Government productions. It's like PBS. It's like Talk Sauce. Talk Sauce TV. Sauce Broadcasting Station, SBS.
Yeah. It's just all of the different networks are just you and me in different outfits doing different stuff, like reenacting movies.
But with a communist twist to it.
You're Rose and I'm Jack behind you, and you're like, man, this ship won't crash because it was created by our Talk Sauce overlords.
Thanks, communism. And they make it safely. And it's just like poor people on the Titanic. It's like, isn't that great in communist America? Everyone could get on the Titanic.
It's just packed. The entire country of Sauce just goes down on the Titanic.
Sardines. 300 million people. They're roughly 100,000 Titanics at one time.
That's how each country has 300 people.
No, it thrives because it was built by the people for the people.
You know what it's like?
No icebergs in communist America.
You ever see that movie 2012 with John Cusack?
Yeah.
You know how at the end they like, because the world's ending, and basically it's kind of not what we're doing. It's almost the antithesis of what we're doing, in that the rich paid for seats on. They were calling them arcs or whatever, but it was basically like a futuristic Titanic, and then they would live on the water, and they ended up letting more people on. But I say we take that approach, but obviously the proletariat gets on, and the bourgeois.
We prioritize.
What should we do with the bourgeois?
We take all their nice shit, and we're like, this is ours now. You're the people.
Yeah, this is ours for the people by the people.
Except for Bo and Jack.
What would you take first? Like, just any, is there a particular item that suits your fancy?
If I were to be co-supreme leader of communist America.
Dude. Don't forget the co, man.
I feel like supreme leader is not correct, first of all. It has to be something like sauce overlords or something. Yeah. Does it need to have sauce in it, you think?
Or just best friends. That way it doesn't give the impression that we're supreme, you know, because we want it to seem like we're equal, right? At least on paper. Be like, yeah, our best friends, Bo and Jack. They're like, they're everybody's best friend.
That's how we sign off every press conference, and we do one every day. We're on government sanctioned television.
Every hour every day. On the hour.
And instead of a bell going off in a church or a clock tower, it's now your hourly message from your best friends, Bo and Jack, and it's just you and I, like, chilling at Lambo's with butterfly doors and stuff. Like I'm sitting in the driver's seat of a car, camera pans up a little bit, and there's like a girl pulls her head up. It's like, what the fuck is going on? And I don't say anything. I just wanted to show that that was happening.
Yeah, we're like, everyone, back to what you're doing.
And everyone's like, whoa, Bo and Jack are so cool.
They're like, everyone's just like making shoes. They're in an assembly line.
Every warehouse has one pair of super expensive shoes, like Gucci shoes, and that says best friend shoes, and it's like in a box and everyone can, it's like when everyone touches it, the box, on their way to start the day and be like, we do this for the best friends.
Yeah.
And everyone then they else, make their making... shitty clogs. They wear clogs for sure. Wooden clogs, I say.
No, I think they wear flip-flops with bottle openers on the bottom. That way, they don't get beer, but it's like, if you and I ever have beers, we just want someone to be able to lift up their foot. So we
and can... it's in honor of the highest privilege. It's like a president kissing a baby. It's like you get to open Jack and Bo's beer.
They cry. Like hug each other. It's like when someone touches, like when the Pope touches someone.
Yeah, for sure. And what's great about the flip-flops with the bottle openers is that it creates an illusion of fun.
Oh yeah,
it's like we're giving them a taste of
the they're wearing like Tommy Bahama Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, that's the uniform. It's Tommy Bahama Hawaiian shirts, cargo shorts.
Mm-hmm.
During the winter, you get to wear a flannel and khaki pants, or and like corduroy pants.
Yeah, snow,
and wooden clogs. I am a fan of wooden clogs.
They should still have bottle openers on the bottom, though.
Oh yeah, I mean anyone, because that's the thing. You never know when Bo and Jack, because we're constantly on the move, getting people to open our beers and making them feel important as they make things that we never use. They just make things for each other. It operates in a circle. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So how would you? Well, first of all, what's our country called? Is it just Sauceland?
I think it's Communist America. I think we're very open. It's Communist America. That's okay. The name of the country.
Brought to you by your best friends.
Yeah. And then instead of Congress, it's sauce, like House of Sauce.
The House of Sauce. How do you think we would interact with the rest of the countries in the world? Like, what would be?
We're just like, whatever you guys think is best. We just like court us to be your ally. We obviously like, we look down on North Korean communism. Obviously, we're like, they're doing it wrong.
Yeah, they don't wear flip flops with bottle openers. Everything else is the exact same.
we team up with all the island nations. So every
because
we want to go places where we wear flip flops with bottle openers.
Dude, we get rich exporting them to the island nations.
we go to the European Union, and it's like, hey, we're gonna split France in half, and they're like, why? It's like we want the beach part. We don't want the north. You can have that. I don't care.
What if we just like bought up all of the coastal land in the world? So like just draw like a line around every country that has a beach, and we just buy up all that land.
Just all the beach. And then we tell people, like, you know how Putin tells all these lies about all these crazy like feats of athleticism or masculinity? Yeah. We like tell people that we've walked the coast of Chile north and south many times in a week.
Dude, can we get – you know that picture of him shirtless on the horse?
Oh, we're doing that for sure.
That could be our flag, is you and me – both shirtless on the same horse on the beach.
Going ass to ass on a horse.
Backwards. Would you be on the front or the back of the horse?
This is what's cool about the flag. If you're standing on one side of the flag, you're in the front, I'm in the back. If you face
the
back side of
the heads?
No, it's just cool threading. We get some really
I see what you're saying, like on the opposite side of the flag.
Yeah. Or I do think the two heads, like cat dog, but
yeah,
that
would be cool.
Yeah, I really am enjoying the idea of this communist utopia that we're creating.
It sounds awesome. Everyone would like it, I think.
I like how in communist America, we become the biggest douchebags. Like right now.
Dude, you'd have to. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
And that's kind of our thing. It's like, yeah, we were nice guys, and then we became sauce overlords, or best friends. Best friends, sorry. Yeah, then we best became best friends.
Oh, sorry. Not sauce overlords.
I misspoke. Best friends. your best friends, we're all best friends. That's the communist thing. And then we became best friends. And then we were like, well, if we're rulers, we're assholes, because that's what rulers are. But everyone still likes us because we own the shit out of it. It's like, everyone's like they're dicks, but they're our dicks, you know?
Yeah, but also if anyone speaks out against us, they'll just disappear for a few months, you know? Uh-huh. Everybody's like, oh, where'd they go? Then they come back and like, man, I for one love my best friends in communist America.
Yeah, I think, you know? Oh, yeah. I did communist America, CA. Where is the capital?
Like Boise, Idaho or something. I don't know. I feel like we should make a fake capital just, you know, in case, and then have a real capital.
We pick a fake capital that intentionally sucks.
Jacksonville,
so we can
Florida.
Send people that, no, because there's beach. We can make Jacksonville cool. We can make it have to be somewhere that we're ruining. Like somewhere like Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania or something.
Oh, Philadelphia, dude.
Philadelphia. Because we want to pay homage to the old America. So we're like, Philly, that's a cool place.
Yeah,
steeped in American history. While we are in Naples, Florida, in the real capital.
Yeah, drinking Mai Tais on the beach.
Almost exclusively. Or Bahama Mamas.
Yeah, or we could buy the Bahamas, are the official. And that could be the secret capital. Okay, ooh, what if we have a fake capital, a real capital, and then a secret capital for people only in the know?
Right, and then our vacation country's Cuba because we're tight with them, obviously.
Oh, obviously,
they're communists. Yeah,
similar political beliefs, and they love the flip flops.
They do. We love Havana. That's our platform. It's like, what do you guys make of malaria? It's like, we love Havana. Like, I mean, they do. They're there all the time. They don't say they act. They just do whatever they want, and they own the shit out of that. It's not like we're some bullshit politician who says we're doing good when we're doing nothing. We're like, we're doing nothing.
And they're like, wow, I just appreciate their honesty. That's what they can't. I feel like that would be like, I say it's most likely we're going to have to seize power aggressively with a sponsorship through Lockheed Martin. But alternatively,
started.
But alternatively, we could have kind of a peaceful rise to power with just, we're honest. Like, we just run on that whole platform as honesty. I'm like, yeah, we're going to turn America into a communist utopia where we will be your best friends. That's just our whole platform.
We will be your best friends. Corporate, Wall Street, that's all going away. Say goodbye. All you white collar workers, prepare to go blue collar. Automation, no more. No, we don't need any more automation. Everyone has a
job. Cell phones, forget them. We're going back to the freaking telegraph, dude.
Yeah, we start, like, Apple's the only company we keep just because we need some form of export. We're like Apple, but our labor is so cheap in communist America, since it's communist utopia, that they bring their labor and production back to the United States.
All the Chinese companies are making all their shit, and we're shipping it back.
Yeah, everything's made in America now. It's so cheap.
China becomes a beacon of hope for capitalism.
That's where capitalists go to escape. We did that for about 20 minutes.
Yeah. Man, I can't believe people listen to this. It's kind of crazy because we got those, like the Spotify raps have been coming out today. And it was my siblings. Well, it was actually a lot of people were sending it to us, and Talk Sauce was the most listened to podcast. And there were like hundreds of minutes spent listening to Talk Sauce. I'm like, man, that's crazy.
Wild. Imagine if we had a full year on Spotify, what those numbers would look like.
I know, because we've only been on Spotify for what, three
October,
months maybe?
At some point in time. Yeah.
I think it was before October, wasn't it?
The fall. At some point in time in the fall. I don't know when.
You know what we never did was a
wedding recap?
That, but also a 1 year party. Because we've been doing this for over a year now.
Yeah, we had all kinds of ideas.
It was in October.
We also never did the fantasy football bet.
Oh, Well, so we did, everyone technically is supposed to give the winner $10.
No, I meant of you and I's week. Like, what? You and I, Jack and I played each other in fantasy football. We were talking about crazy on the
dude,
pod.
Speaking of, I had something I wanted to talk to you about regarding fantasy football. What's and that? Hang with us, listeners. It's not that fantasy football. So, I was talking to my mom about our fantasy football league, and it was the Gardner Family Fantasy League, and a few people have been added into it, Bo included. And thank I've been you. Looking at the playoff outlook right now, and the two people who have, or two of the three people who have spots locked up aren't Gardeners. And I was like, dang, Mom, wouldn't it like suck if someone other than a Gardner won the Gardner Fantasy Football trophy? Because I was thinking about making a cheap trophy on Amazon, you know, like Gardner Family. And what if someone outside of the Gardner family, like AJ, wins it or something? And my mom was like, oh, like all those guys, I think they're like family to me. Like, I love them all, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, except Bo, because he ripped a hole in my beanbag.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And she was kidding, obviously. But it's funny that that still comes up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll never escape that one in your house. Oh,
nor should you.
No, that is a regretful moment in
skeletons
my life.
In your closet.
Yeah, I could get canceled for that.
Yeah, they might take you down in communist America.
Yeah, no beanbags allowed in my communist America. Yeah. That's where
or
I start
we could
to
have
lose
a yearly
people.
Tradition where we give everyone a golf club and a beanbag, and they just go to like.
Instead of doing fireworks on 4th of July, our 4th of July in communist America is 420, though.
Yeah, of course. And you hit beanbags with golf clubs. No weed allowed. Just one. Except for no one's allowed to have weed except for us.
Yeah, just us. It's like you get to watch the best friends smoke on national TV. Yeah,
have panic attacks. Oh, they're so relatable.
No, we're having a great time, and it's like, it's like in your next life, maybe you'll earn the right to have as much fun as we're having.
Oh, yeah. We should really preach like reincarnation as a philosophy in communist America.
We adopt like a very strict and unloving version of Buddhism where we just take – we change nirvana to state of sauce. So we're enlightened in this form of Buddhism. Like, we are two enlightened individuals, and it's not the Buddha or the Dalai Lama. It's Bo and Jack, the dudes.
The dudes. They call death the life recap.
Yeah, we come up with a system. Like, whenever the Dalai Lama dies, there's like a system for how they find the next reincarnation of the Dalai Lama. We come up, it's similar to the way in Avatar, how they find the next Avatar in the TV show. We have a very similar system where we have podcast equipment, and whichever two babies start podcasting, we tell people that that's the next reincarnation of Bo and Jack.
Whoa.
Bo the That'd second. Be awesome. And Bo the second and Jack the third.
1,000 years into the future. The 78th reincarnation of Bo and Jack.
Still saucing it up. How many episodes of Talk Sauce do you think there would be? Because we're still podcasting in this communist America.
Are we going to do it every hour, a podcast every hour on the hour?
No, that's just like light check-ins, you know, whether it's like me in the car or you skiing.
Considering like this is an entire country's only form of entertainment, it probably needs to be pretty regular, right? Like maybe twice a week.
Well, no, still once a week, but they have access to reruns.
Whoa, not all of them though. We can't give them
all. There's a lot of censorship. There's a lot of censorship. We censor ourselves a lot of the time.
This episode not included.
No, because this is where we come up with a plan. Do you think we've lost anybody?
It's possible, but if you're not along for this ride, what ride are you along for? You know what I mean?
No ride I want to be on, I can tell you
that. Yeah, absolutely not. Okay, so I'm all on board with this plan. We just need to reach out to Lockheed Martin, right?
Yeah, Lockheed Martin would be ideal because that would be the fastest route to power. If they say no, then we'll go to the peaceful kind of like, we'll do proper legislation and like run. Get signatures and all that stuff.
Yeah, that sounds like a hassle though. I'd rather just, where would we like start? You know, who would we attack?
Well, also, I don't think of it as much as attacking as it is revolutionizing.
Enlightening.
Saucing.
seizing the means of sauce.
This isn't an attack. This is a saucing. HQ can be, I don't know. We could do it at my parents' house.
I'm down.
They have a basement. They'll stay out of the way. We can just do it in the basement.
Dude, they'll bring us beers and chips and stuff.
My dad wears flip-flops with bottle openers on the bottom, so he'll crack them open for us, too. And we'll definitely have, like, an inner circle, for sure.
Oh, for sure. If you're a listener now, you've got a good shot at being on the inner circle.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty easy. You just have to recite every episode that you've listened to by memory. It's not that hard.
Dude, can we ride a bicycle built for two around in communist America? That'd be awesome.
Whenever we're in a city, that's how we transport.
You know what we should do, though? We should make it have, like, a really secretive battery, and then we just go up, like, vertical hills without, like, breaking a sweat to give the illusion of, like...
We're like, pedaling and stuff. People are like, they are our nation's greatest athletes. It's like whenever Putin... it's like whenever Putin, like, plays hockey with the professional hockey teams, and he beats Russia's greatest hockey players like 7-0. We go to Cowboys Stadium and we play 2-on-11, you and I versus the entire Dallas Cowboys football team, and we win 42-0. Like that kind of stuff. Do you think we do the Putin thing where we like pretend like we're doing elections? We're like, yeah, well, we have like people are voting. I just won 97% of the vote. Do you think we do that? Or do you think we're just like, no elections? I say no elections.
All right. How about this? We hold one election, but it's about like the people determining whether or not they want to have elections going forward. They're not actually voting for the leaders. And then just like 100% is no. I feel like that's a good loophole.
That's so funny. Have people vote if they want to have elections and nobody wants it. It's like we're giving people the option. They just don't want it. Like some Vice type journalists try to like break into like communist America to report to the rest of the world what the state of the country's like, and they're like, it's pretty sweet, honestly.
Yeah, I'm not leaving. I've got my Tommy Bahama shirt, my cargo shorts.
Next week what we should do is come up with a slightly different version of our ideal utopia. And let the people who listen to the podcast now can pick which type of America they
live in. They would live in.
Yeah. Do you want this one or do you want one that might have a little more freedoms, but you're a slave to capitalism? So it's
but then kind of up to you. We rig the vote so this one wins.
Yeah, for sure. That's our first rigged election.
Yeah. Our first of two.
I'm so excited for our new country, nation state.
Me too, man. I'm really excited.
Everyone at the UN loves us. We go to these like UN conventions and we just invite people back to like
bring a 30 rack of Natty Lights and like a bunch of solo cups, just play beer.
Yeah,
pong.
It's like
let's go. Like, what about the human rights issue in Kenya? Like, dude, beer pong.
Yeah, but with the communist America takeover, every country, it's going to be the communist American Ugandan satellite.
Yeah.
Or something. Like, we're going to
slowly take global control.
But everyone wants to do it. We don't make anyone don't do it. They ask us because we have so much fun at the UN. They're like, I want some of what they have. And then they just ask to be a part of it because you and I are always vibing out at the UN. Everyone there is like so miserable and stuff. You are having a great time, dude. We're like shooting fireball and stuff. They're like, these guys are fucking animals.
I want in. Oh, man, I feel like this is a good place to tie it up. Just end on Communist America.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And next, you guys will hear the Communist America national anthem. Godspeed to you all.
Peace.
Talk sauce. Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes recapping life. Talk sauce.